Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Track O'Brien on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, when we're back with another edition of Ours to Protect. Each month we'll be looking at the challenges that climate change is bringing to our lives and finding out what changes we can make to play our part in a greener and more sustainable future for all. This month we're looking at ways to cut back on household waste. We'll be meeting up with the boys and girls from St. Colum Kills National School in Gainstown to get their views. And we'll also be looking at an innovative organisation who are finding ways to keep children's toys in the circular economy. But first up this week,
how can we cut back on household waste?
Time to get some eco experts on the case.
Leah,
Eve,
Essie,
Zoe,
Carla,
Alexandra,
Lucianne,
Roisin,
Leah,
Josh,
Donica,
Cian,
George,
James,
Cian,
Rory,
Mel,
Daniel,
Patrick,
Afra,
Roisin,
Emily.
The children from St. Colum Kills National School in Gainstown.
By reducing, reusing and recycling, like say if you have cousins, like younger cousins, just give them your old clothes or just donate it to charities or something.
Hand-me-downs, give it to charity and also only buy what you're going to eat.
Give the rest of the, if you have too much food, give the rest to your dad.
Get a compost bin.
Get less food and also donate to charities and go shop in shops that you can walk to and drive to and feel the fabric to see if you're going to wear it or not.
Getting your 15 cent from the return bottles.
Return your rubbish in the right bins.
Lots of ideas there on how we can cut back on our household waste. And I also caught up with Rossa Cassidy from the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun to get his take on it.
So we can reduce would be the first thing I'd say. So for ourselves, the cost of it as well, do we need it? We can cut down as much as possible. That can make a difference, but it will have an impact then as well if we're not producing so much in the first place and having to deal with all that after. So that would be my first piece of advice, is reduce the amount that we actually use.
Because we often think as long as we're recycling, we're doing our bit.
Yeah.
But it is for that's only a small part of
right. The
solution. It's a small percentage of
yeah.
It is the reducing and not using it in the first place as much as possible.
That's it, yeah. So question in the first place, do we really need it? And then reducing that'll help us as well as the whole bigger system of recycling and how complex that can be too. So reduce, number one.
Okay, so we reduce and look at what we're bringing in into the household from our shop and everything like that.
Yeah,
exactly. And try to cut back on that.
Yeah.
What else can we do?
Like you're saying, going to the shop, do we need to bring all those things? Can we bring our own bags? A lot of people are doing that already, which is great. And then we look further to single-use items, you know, plastic bottles, things like that. We keep going through them and then having to bring them to the return and all that kind of stuff. So if we have our own bottle and we're refilling that, supporting refill stores, things like that, like we talked about, that's another great thing to do as well, which will help us and then help the bigger picture too.
And it's just about getting into a mindset of, like we do, as you said, with the bags, we bring the bags to the shops. Everybody's used to that now.
Yeah.
So it's just bringing the jars to the refill store and having
the next
them
step.
Ready.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's the future shopping, I'm guessing.
That's it, yeah. Same with coffee, even just having your coffee cup, you know, not just taking those single-use coffee cups every time. Bring your coffee cup with you. It'll make a difference for you too as well, not to be having to deal with all that waste and going through it all and recycling it, so yeah.
So it's just looking at ways that we can do, we can be reusing things as much as possible. Anything else that a family could do?
Yeah, so getting the kids involved is great and everyone doing that together. I know given the responsibility of the kids of bringing the return and getting that change back and things like that, that's really good. So, you know, playing with it a bit and making it fun, getting everyone involved, listen to other people's ideas and see what we can do, like we were saying before, where we can make things out of recycled waste. Our recycling bin becomes our craft bin, things like that. So they're great ways to kind of get everyone involved and play with it a little bit.
It's all down to creativity, isn't it?
That's it, yeah.
That comes in as a big part
yeah.
of this, and people kind of see it as a pain initially,
yeah.
but it's actually creativity.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Can looking at things in a new way.
Exactly. Can it be fun? Can we use it for something else? Can we be creative? Can we make something out of it? That's the best way to deal with it sometimes.
And the shopping aspect of it, again, is kind of we're used to picking up the same products all the time. We don't think about it. We pick up, that's the cereal I have.
That's it.
The, if we were just to strip that back and have a look at why am I picking that, what's the packaging involved, would I actually like that bit product better in this next packaging? There's something to be enjoyed about that.
There is, yeah. And it's like the bags you were saying earlier, it's like a habitat change. You're used to doing one thing, and why are we doing it that way? Why do we keep buying that? And then all of a sudden it changes and you don't look back. So about rethinking those things a little bit.
And how can we cut down on plastics in the home? What kind of things can we all do to cut down on the amount of plastics that we're using?
Yeah, so if we look at all the stuff that's going into our recycling bin, all that stuff has to go somewhere, has to be cleaned, has to be sorted. So a massive amount of work and energy goes into doing that, even from our own point of view, that we have to go through it and sort it all. So we look at all those things and think about, do we need them, and is there a substitute for them or something else? So using the bags in the shop, using the refill bottles, the coffee cups use again, all of those things in your recycling bin, you're looking at them and do you really need them, and then thinking the cereal boxes and all that stuff and getting the jars and tins and the refill, that would really be the way to cut down on all of that, take a lot of stress out of it for us and a lot of stress out of it for the system as well.
And how do you feel that the recycle scheme is going with the machines outside the supermarkets where you bring back your bottles?
I think it's been a good educational activity that people have been able to interact with it and discuss it and rethink about how it's working. I think there's still a way that we can go with it, but I think for the moment it's been a good exercise in getting people used to recycling, but that's kind of the step one. And then I feel really the next couple of steps would be actually, do we need to be producing all this in the first place? And then the production comes from the buying of it. So do we need to buy it? And is there a way that we can reuse something or think of a different material that might be better to constantly going through this return?
It's like you're creating awareness, kind of. That's the main purpose of it, is to
that's
get people
it.
Thinking.
Yeah, get people thinking, and then we'll go to the next stage and see if we can improve it again. So it's never stagnant. It's always moving, and see if we can try and move it to another area then, make it a bit better.
I was down with a group, Flossie and the Beach Cleaners, out in Dunleary one of the days they were cleaning, and I asked them, what difference have they seen? And they said that definitely the return scheme has cut down the amount of plastic bottles coming in on the beaches.
Yeah.
It's made, they can see a difference there.
Yeah, that is great. That's a great example where someone has been doing something every day, every week, and they're able to actually see that impact. So it's just great in that way. Really good. Really great to see that.
From the latest figures in 2022, 1.75 million tonnes of household waste was produced in Ireland. That equates to 342 kilograms per person, which is up from 314 kilograms in 2018. Just over 40% of all our household waste goes in the general waste bin. You'd have thought it'd be a bit lower with the amount that we're now recycling, and all that general waste is incinerated for energy recovery or landfilled. In the latest study by the Environmental Protection Agency, they found that almost two-thirds of waste placed in the household general waste bins should be put in household recycling or organic waste bins or brought to recycling centres. 14.5% of household waste was collected in the recycling bin in 2022, and the organic bins accounted for 11% of all household waste. However, a recent study found that most household organic waste continues to be placed in the general waste bin and is therefore not composted. Now, the other interesting thing was a comparison between 2015 numbers and 2022 numbers, which said that overall the proportion of curbside waste collected in the general waste bin has decreased from 66% in 15 to 61% in 22. The share of collected waste, which was collected in the recycling bin, has decreased also from 24% in 2015 to 22% in 2022, which allowed for the most significant change, which occurred, which was in the tonnage of the household organic waste collected at curbside, which nearly doubled from 100,000 tonnes in 2015 to 200,000 in 2022. Organic waste represented 17% of household waste collected at curbside in 2022, up from 10% in 2015. There's plenty of good things happening there with numbers increasing of recycled goods, but probably not by the amount that we would have thought. Nearly half of all our waste is still going out in general waste bins. But at the same time, we are getting a lot more used to these machines at the supermarkets to bring back our bottles and cans. Errors to Protect will be back next week at the same time, when we'll be learning a little bit more on how best we can cut back on household waste. And we'll also meet with the family who've done away with the expense of refuse collection by taking care of it themselves. That's Errors to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with myself, Track O'Brien, on next Sunday evening at 9:15.
Errors to Protect is funded by Comisiú na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out errorstoprotect.ie for more information.